What is the vagus nerve? It is the 10th cranial nerve and the main highway of the parasympathetic, the rest and digestious branch of the autonomic nervous system. Wandering from the brainstem to the heart, lungs, and gut, it is mostly a sensory nerve, carrying far more information up from the body than down to it. It acts as a vagal brake that slows the heart and settles the body into calm. The strength of that brake, read through heart rate variability, tracks emotional regulation, Thayer and Lane, 2000. Stephen Porges' polyvagal theory ties a well-toned vagus to the state of felt safety and social engagement, Porges, 2007, and the vagus even quiets inflammation through a cholinergic anti-inflammatory pathway, Tracy, 2002. We tend to imagine the mind sitting above the body, issuing commands downward. The vagus nerve tells the opposite story. Roughly 4/5 of its fibers run upward, carrying a constant stream of news from the heart, lungs, and gut into the brain. The raw material of gut feelings, of unease and ease, of the bodily sense of whether all is well. To understand the vagus is to understand that calm is not merely a mood the brain decides on, but a physiological state the body and brain negotiate together moment by moment along this wandering cable. Rest, digest, and read the body. The autonomic nervous system has two great branches. The sympathetic is the accelerator, fight or flight, the surge of adrenaline that speeds the heart and readies the body for action. The parasympathetic is the brake, rest and digest, the settling that lets the body repair, absorb, and restore. The vagus nerve is the principal cable of that parasympathetic brake. When it is active, the heart slows, digestion resumes, breathing deepens, and the body relaxes into a state of safety. But calling the vagus a brake understates it, because most of its traffic runs the other way, from body to brain. The vagus is the great interoceptive highway, continuously reporting the state of the organs upward into the brainstem and, from there, to the regions that build our felt sense of the body. It is a major channel of the gut-brain axis, the reason the belly and the mind are in such intimate, constant conversation. When people speak of a gut feeling, they are quite literally describing information traveling up the vagus. Heart rate variability. Reading the brake. You can measure the vagal brake without surgery through a simple and elegant signal, heart rate variability, HRV, the tiny beat-to-beat fluctuation in your heart rate. A healthy heart does not tick like a metronome. As you breathe in, vagal tone eases and the heart speeds slightly. As you breathe out, the vagus reasserts its brake and the heart slows. This respiratory rhythm in the heartbeat is a direct readout of vagal activity, and higher variability generally signals a stronger, more flexible vagal brake. That flexibility matters far beyond the heart. In the neurovisceral integration model, the same prefrontal circuits that regulate emotion also govern the vagal brake, so HRV becomes a window onto self-regulation itself. Higher resting HRV is associated with better emotional control, attention, and stress resilience, while chronically low HRV tracks anxiety, depression, and burnout, Thayer and Lane, 2000. The vagus, in this view, is not just a pipe to the organs, but part of the loop by which a calm mind and a calm body hold each other steady. Uta W. Psilocybin mushroom treats. The polyvagal idea, safety as a physiological state. The most influential and most debated framework for the vagus is Stephen Porges' polyvagal theory. Porges proposed that mammals evolved a specialized myelinated ventral vagal system that does more than slow the heart. It is wired together with the muscles of the face and voice into a social engagement system. When this ventral vagal circuit is active, we are in a state of calm and safety. The heart is gently braked, the face is expressive, the voice is warm, and we are able to connect. Porges, 2007. Central to the theory is a concept Porges called neuroception. Beneath conscious awareness, the nervous system is constantly scanning for cues of safety or threat, and it shifts the body's state accordingly. Detect safety, and the ventral vagal brake engages, calm, openness, connection. Detect danger, and the vagal brake releases, handing control to the sympathetic fight-or-flight surge. Detect overwhelming, inescapable threat, and an older, unmyelinated vagal circuit can trigger a shutdown or freeze. In this account, first sketched in Porges' foundational 1995 paper, Porges, 1995, safety is not a thought but a bodily state, and one that can be reached only when the nervous system stops detecting threat. the vagus talks to the immune system. One of the most surprising discoveries about the vagus is that it does not only regulate mood and heart rate, it can directly quiet inflammation. Kevin Tracy and colleagues described a cholinergic anti-inflammatory pathway, or inflammatory reflex. Signals traveling down the vagus release acetylcholine that acts on immune cells to suppress the release of inflammatory cytokines. Tracy, 2002. The brain, through the vagus, holds a brake not just on the heart, but on the immune system's inflammatory response. This reframes the old intuition that stress makes us sick, and calm helps us heal. Chronic stress and low vagal tone remove a brake on inflammation. A well-toned vagus helps keep that inflammation in check. A concrete bridge between a felt state of safety and the body's immune defenses. It is one of the clearest mechanisms by which the nervous system and the body's health are not two systems, but one. Join the UOTW sacrament, the oldest prayer remembered, the gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first, a free live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation, where the vagus meets the psychedelic state. Here, an honest complication is essential. Classic psychedelics do not simply switch on the vagal calm state acutely, they tend to do the opposite, activating the sympathetic system. Heart rate and blood pressure rise, pupils dilate, the body is aroused. Anyone who tells you a psychedelic is purely a parasympathetic relaxant is misdescribing the physiology. The vagus enters the story on a subtler level, the level of safety and integration. The entire architecture of set and setting exists to make the nervous system neurocept safety. A trusted guide, a warm voice, comfortable surroundings, the felt sense of being held. In polyvagal terms, that container is an attempt to keep the ventral vagal social engagement system online even as the experience intensifies, to let a person feel safe enough to face difficult material rather than tip into threat and shutdown. The practices that traditionally accompany ceremony, slow breathing, singing, chanting, gentle touch, are, in physiological terms, vagal tone practices, ways of strengthening the brake. And there is emerging work tracking how psychedelics reshape the autonomic system over time. Studies of heart rate dynamics suggest these drugs increase the complexity of the heartbeat, hinting at a more flexible autonomic state, though this remains early. The plausible role of the vagus is less as a switch the drug flips and more as the channel through which a felt sense of safety and potentially a retuned relationship between mind and body is carried. The honest cautions. The vagus nerve itself is uncontroversial anatomy, and the inflammatory reflex and HRV findings are well established. Polyvagal theory, however, for all its clinical influence, especially in trauma therapy, is genuinely contested. Several of its specific evolutionary and anatomical premises have been challenged by researchers who argue the physiology is more complicated than the theory's tidy three-state model implies. Its clinical usefulness as a framework for thinking about safety and regulation is widely felt. Some of its underlying biological claims remain disputed. It is best held as an influential lens, not settled fact. The psychedelic vagus connection is the most speculative thread here. Acute sympathetic activation is well documented. The idea that psychedelic healing works partly by retuning vagal tone and interoception is a reasonable, actively studied hypothesis, not an established mechanism, and much of the autonomic data is preliminary. Vagus hacking is also heavily overmarketed online. The evidence for simple gadgets is thin. Psychedelics or controlled substances raise heart rate and blood pressure acutely are not safe for everyone, especially those with cardiovascular conditions. And nothing here is medical advice. The cable of calm. The vagus nerve is a reminder that the mind is not sealed inside the skull. It runs on a body, on a heart that speeds and slows, a gut that churns, an immune system that flares and settles. And the vagus is the wandering cable that keeps brain and body in honest conversation. Calm along this nerve is not a decision, but a state the whole organism enters when it finally senses it is safe. Much of healing in the end may be the work of helping a nervous system arrive there, to stop bracing, to let the brake engage, and to remember in the body itself what safety feels like. OOTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. The vagus nerve and the inflammatory reflex are well-established neuroscience, but polyvagal theory is an influential and contested framework. And the connection between psychedelics and vagal function is an emerging area of research, not settled fact. Psychedelics are controlled substances, acutely raise heart rate and blood pressure, carry particular risk for people with cardiovascular conditions, and nothing here is a recommendation to use them.